I remember on New Year's Eve when my parents and our family and a number of other families were all spending New Year's Eve together, and people had kind of saved up and decided they were going to have a hotel party. And so a number of families got hotel rooms side by side at a hotel in Boston, and we were all going to, you know, hang out together. The parents were partying in one room, and the kids of various ages were in another room, and the kids were going to watch the movie Die Hard, which with Bruce Willis, and I was excited. I was really excited to watch this movie, and my father came in and said, you know, you can't watch this. This movie is too violent for you, and I want to put myself in maybe fourth grade, so, you know, 9 years old, maybe I was 10 years old, but he said, this is too violent. You can't watch this movie. And all the other parents at the party were giving him a hard time, saying, oh, come on, it's New Year's. Like, what's the big deal? It's just, you know, it's just a movie. And all the other kids were going to watch the movie. And so my dad pulled me out. And I had to play Nerf basketball on my own in the hallway for a while. And then my father came back out of the adult party and took me downstairs to the lobby. And I'll never forget sitting on a little couch in the lobby of the hotel with him as he explained to me, what's the point of having principles if you don't stick to them? And to see, and you know, and I was broken up about it, and I was so upset in the moment. But I still look back at that always with a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense of grounding. That if you do believe in something, you have to stick up for it and fight for it and stand by it. And I'll forever be grateful for my father for teaching me that lesson, because though it's so simple in the moment, we can, again, using the ripple effect, step out of that moment and begin to think about, well, if I really have problems with the racial injustice in our educational system, I can't just stand by and shrug my shoulders and say, well, you know, it's out of my hands, or this is, you know, it's, I'll let it slide this time. No, I have to be somebody who can stand up in that room and say, why are there more than 75% of the people who are authors in the curriculum in our county white? Why aren't we doing a better job promoting voices of color in our curriculum? I have to do that in the same way that my father stood up to his friends to say, just because you're going to let your kids watch this movie doesn't mean that I have to too.